Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice today. I'm so glad you're here with us, and I'm so glad my dear friend Danya Greenberg is here, and I'm so glad we're talking about the Bible, the Hebraic roots of our faith through the scriptures, through an incredible new translation. You know, Danya, I was just thinking about the scriptures. I was reading this morning, and the Lord was speaking to me, and I was thinking, it's so amazing how God brings revelation through His Word. I can read a scripture that I've read 100 times. And that morning, that special morning, I read it for the 101st time, and I see it in a whole new way. I get revelation knowledge from the Lord.
That's right. It's a daily walk. It's a daily walk, presence-driven, just like the children of Israel. We're on a journey together. We all read together. And I was reading the Parsha just shortly before my brand new first grandbaby came. And I was reading the Song of Moses, which I just love. And in the Song of Moses, it talks about, I got to read this one little portion to you, which I thought was so amazing. It says in the Song of Moses about there being...
Give us the reference here.
I'm going to get right there.
I'm not sure everybody knows what the Song of Moses is.
Well, it's right at the end of Deuteronomy. Because you know, Jewish people, they read their Bible cyclically. They go from Genesis to Deuteronomy, week by week, year after year. And you know, we've been doing this for decades now. So I've read this at least, you know, 20 times. But this time as I'm reading it and my granddaughter's about to be born, I'm looking back at those old scriptures and like a kaleidoscope, you just make a half a turn and suddenly everything looks different. That's what happened to me. So this was the part that blew my mind.
Oh, I like that.
Do you love this?
Like
you love
prop.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to know the Jewish roots of the faith, it's because you're looking for a longer vision. If you look just in the short, you know, you can see Yeshua. But if you see Yeshua, you see the Father. But there's so much more to know about the Father. So when you go back and learn in the Jewish scriptures, you learn more about that invisible, amazing God.
And I was sharing in another program we did together, and I think it's worth mentioning again, God is doing something on the earth today. And I see this in church after church where people are connecting to the Jewish roots of their faith. And one of the things that's coming out of that that's so precious is a new revelation of who the Father is.
Exactly.
A relationship with the Father. And it was the Son, it was Jesus, who came to reconnect us to the Father.
Exactly. Because if you don't concentrate on the Father, then and you only concentrate on the church being the bride, then you miss us all being His children who are supposed to love each other.
Yeah.
So how am I going to teach my grandchildren, right, how to love the God of the Bible when they can't relate to it? You can't hand this book to a little kid.
You know, God is one, but at the same time, He's uniquely expressed in Father, Son, and Spirit.
That's exactly right.
A triunity, as we Jewish believers say, not Trinity, but triunity. And getting to know the Father, I think we focused on getting to know Jesus, which is absolutely critical. In Him we live and move and have our being. But to be connected to the Father, to learn about the Father and to relate to the Father is just a huge new revelation that I think is something that's happening on the earth today.
Amen. I agree completely. There's a wonderful way to connect to God the Father is to remember this. When we put this particular translation together, we were committed to returning it to the original order of the books, which means it ends in 2 Chronicles instead of Malachi. Same books, they're just in a different order. The Jewish order preceded the Christian order of the books of the Old Testament. So when you end in 2 Chronicles, it pushes you back to what Jeremiah 31 says, right? That he was going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel, right? And they would all know Him from the least to the greatest. There is an amazing revelation in that if we're all going to know God, It's to know Yeshua is critically important because he's like the sight line. He's like the sight line. But if you don't look beyond the sight line to the longer vision is to know God. And God the Father was invisible for 1,400 years before Yeshua arrived.
Yeah.
And when he arrived, they didn't even know it was God.
We come through the Son to the Father.
That's right.
And we pray to the Father in the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' name.
Which is why it's a relationship. And so the more time you spend in your Bible, the more that relationship becomes clear. And you as a child, you have a relationship with God like Yeshua had, right? And in this where it says, this just blew my mind. It said, Adonai saw. It talks about Moses is at the end of his walk and he's like so frustrated because he knows when he leaves, they're going to walk away from God again because we rebel all the time. And he says, but the way that he describes it is nowhere else I've found in any other Bible than this translation. And I think it's epic. It says, he says at that time, if you walk away from me, he said, I'll hide my face from them. I want to see their hereafter. In other words, he's hiding from them, but he's still concerned about where they're on their way to. He says, for they are an upside down generation, children with no faithfulness in them. What are we going to do about the upside down generation issue? Because what that means is that we've put the sons ahead of the fathers. Mm. That's what rebellion is. A generation that honors their father and mother. That's like one of the Ten Commandments. And yet we can get so focused on the near Yeshua that we forget that there's a Father of eternity who's been crying out.
Who loves you, by the way.
Amen.
Cares about you, cares about your family, cares about your children and their children and their children's children. That's the God we serve. Don, you know, the Bible, the Bible saved our lives.
It really did.
The Bible saved our lives. And this is not just an ordinary book. These are the words of life. This is God's word to us. And I just can feel it. I can literally feel it changing me on the inside when I spend time in God's word. Don't you feel that? Mm-hmm. I love that. The washing of the word of God. I encourage you to make time every day to read God's word, just to spend time alone, reading, meditating on God's word. It really does change you.
Changes you from the inside out. And when we first used to study the Bible together, and then you left to begin giving Bibles out in Russia, I just remember my husband and I, we were so proud of you that we were going to do that because the Bible had changed our life and had set the course for our marriage, and you were out there doing it. Signs and wonders, miracles following you. I mean, it was amazing to watch. And now, you know, another 25 years later, we're literally giving Bibles away. You and I get to give, this is our life.
Yeah.
We get to give the Word of God away.
25 years ago, actually more, 28 years ago, I was smuggling Bibles into Russia.
That's right.
And I just returned to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the congregation there. And to see...
But it was your passion for the word, Jamie.
Yeah, to see a passion for the word and to see not only people that were in the congregation, but their kids and their grandchildren.
That's right.
Reading the word.
Wanting your children to love God the way you do starts with connecting them to this Bible.
Yeah.
And for some people, I know for me, it can be a struggle, but God is giving us ways to do it with this Bible.
God's word is alive and will change your life. This is a fascinating discussion, and we have so much more to uncover in the scriptures. We'll be right back after this quick break.
As you're learning today, the Bible truly is God's gift to us and a constant reminder of the eternal nature of His Word. If you've been looking for a version of the Bible that will connect you to your Jewish roots and accurately translates the original Hebrew and Greek languages, the Jewish Voice Bible is what you've been looking for. This special edition is only available through this ministry and is not sold in bookstores. This is Jonathan's favorite version of the Bible, and it's available today for your gift of $100 or more. Jonathan knows helping these Jewish people is a long-term project and would like to present you with a very special opportunity. As you become an ongoing new monthly partner with a gift of just $50 or more, you'll not only receive the Jewish Voice Bible. Jonathan wants to thank you for your monthly support by including a canvas Bible cover with interior pockets and full zipper. Please call our 800 number on the screen now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv. Or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Thank you in advance for your generous support. And now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Danya Greenberg.
Hey, welcome back. I'm with the Bible Lady, my dear friend Danya Greenberg, who I've known for 30 years. And she has done an amazing job assembling Messianic Jewish scholars and Christian scholars to work together to produce a brand new translation of the Bible. And I believe this is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, mm-hmm. where God declares that he will restore the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He's brought them back to the land. That's Bible prophecy fulfilled before our very eyes 70 years ago. He has been restoring Jewish people to faith in their Messiah, and now Jewish men and women are working together to proclaim the Word of God,
That's right.
both in written and verbally. Danya, give us some examples of how the Hebraic context of the Bible differs from other translations, which are inspired, which communicates God's word, but there's some unique qualities of the Hebraic translation of the Bible.
Right. I think the best way to describe it is that just like you unroll a scroll, you can't, like you when you open this Bible, you can open it up to any part you want and connect it to any other part you want. When you roll a scroll week by week, learning it, and then you go back to the beginning, and every year you go through it again, and you rewind. It's like rewinding an old cassette tape in order to hear the song played again. That's what Jewish people have done with the Bible for 3,400 years. Oh, and when we fall out of that sequencing, when we stop reading the Bible, we fall into slavery, and we lose our land, and we lose our, it's desperate. Nobody wants to see that happen. So a clarion call to return to the Bible is the only thing that sets our hearts and our minds at peace with God and in right order. So this Bible, not only does it show you the Jewish context, but it sets up the divine order of God that, you know, you don't understand what Yeshua is saying and what he's meaning if you don't understand where he's quoting.
It's laid out differently. The books,
Absolutely.
The same books are there, but it's laid out in a different
but
fashion.
But Revelation is sequenced. Like, people don't ever really think about that, but we really don't have a time machine, folks. You really can't go back. What you can do is God can change your life and everything can look different, but you can't physically go back. There's this wonderful thing about following God where every day is a new adventure. Every day is a new revelation. Every time you open up this book, you're creating a pathway for your spirit to be cleansed by God.
This is a really important point. This book is about relationship. This is not some religion we're involved in.
That's right.
We're in an active, vibrant, living relationship with the creator of the universe. I'm getting goosebumps
Amen.
As I say that.
Amen.
I can feel the anointing. As I say that, God wants a deeper relationship with you. How does he speak to us? He speaks to us through his word.
That's right.
It's alive, it's active, it's powerful.
That's right.
It divides truth from error. It's sharper than any sword. It cleanses us. It restores us into the presence of God.
It shows us who we are. It's a lens where we get to see the invisible God who's unchanging mold us and make us into the image of our Messiah, change us from the inside out. I'm not the same person that I was even a year ago, because the continuing transformation of God in my life is because I spend time in my Bible. I don't trust other people because they read the Word. I trust other people because I read the Word. I love the Bible, and I know that God's truth is unalterable.
Yeah, you can't borrow anyone's faith. You've got to get yourself. Faith cometh by hearing. How does hearing come? By the Word of God.
By the Word of God. You better say that
again. You get the Word
again.
Of God into your spirit.
That's right.
By the way, two hearings there, Danya. The hearing with our natural
That's
ears
right.
and the hearing with our spirit. We hear it long enough as we read it, and eventually it gets into the hearing of our spirit. And then when we speak it forth, There's a creative power.
That's right. And how many times have people outed how they really feel about something by what comes out of their face that didn't travel through their brain first? It came right out of their heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When you spend time in the Bible and you spend time confessing the word and you spend time crying out to God and living for God, you will find that everything about your insides change and you begin to walk by faith and not by sight. I don't walk by what I see. I walk by what I believe.
Amen. Danya, real quick, I want to change directions because this question came up.
Sure.
And I really want to ask it. Jewish people, or observant Jewish people, won't even write the name of God, let alone pronounce it. Can you help people understand that?
Yeah, it's really important that when God revealed himself, right, in the Old Testament, that's what Christians call it, when you read it in the Old Testament, he speaks. And when you read something in the Bible where God is declaring who he is, that's unshakable. When the word Adonai, we use the word Adonai in the Old Testament so that we don't say the Tetragrammaton, which is the four-letter sacred name of God, right? So there's no vowels in that name. So how can you, that's like trying to say P-Q-T-R. Your vowels are what opens your mouth to speak. Without the breath of God flowing through you, you can't utter anything. That's why this Bible can't save anybody unless you open your mouth.
Yeah, amen. Hey, I want to make you aware of our new Jewish Voice mobile app, by the way. It's easy to download. You can also view our television program. We have special reports right on the app, and it's free. You just enter My JVMI in your app store, and then you download it onto your device, and I hope you'll do it today. Danya, I have such a strong sense. We've been talking about rebellion, and there's been a cultural shift away from God, away from biblical principles. God wants to restore families.
He
wants to draw the children back to the parents.
Like in Malachi.
Yeah. Let's focus on that because there are a lot of people watching right now that are just really reaching out to God for restoration for their children, for their grandkids. You're not alone. And God sees your need and he answers prayer and he is about restoration. He's about the restoration of family. And I'm claiming over you, Danya, I'm claiming, join with me, over everyone, that as for me and my household, we shall be saved.
That's right.
Listen, I have two girls, a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I'm burdened with their future. I'm burdened with my desire and God's desire for them to walk with him. And I'm concerned about what's out there.
And when we spend time in our Bible and when we are speaking, you know, you don't have to bring your kids to the Bible and read it to them. It will come bubbling out of you the more time you spend in your Bible. And you will speak about God to them when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. The main thing that Jewish people focus on is, right, is to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and teach it diligently to your children. It's a command to the Jewish people. They've been doing it for 3,400 years. The thing that has kept the Jewish people together and alive is a concern for the next generation.
Oh,
we're the children of Israel. We're not the employees or the slaves of Israel. We're the children of Israel. God cares about his children.
Around this book. This book has the answers. We're going to take a short break. But I'll be right back with our Ask the Rabbi segment to answer questions that you've sent in. Also, I want to take some time to pray for you, to pray for your family, for your needs, because God's listening. So stay with me. I'll be right back after this.
As you're learning today, the Bible truly is God's gift to us and a constant reminder of the eternal nature of His Word. If you've been looking for a version of the Bible that will connect you to your Jewish roots and accurately translates the original Hebrew and Greek languages, the Jewish Voice Bible is what you've been looking for. This special edition is only available through this ministry and is not sold in bookstores. This is Jonathan's favorite version of the Bible, and it's available today for your gift of $100 or more. Jonathan knows helping these Jewish people is a long-term project and would like to present you with a very special opportunity. As you become an ongoing new monthly partner with a gift of just $50 or more, you'll not only receive the Jewish Voice Bible. Jonathan wants to thank you for your monthly support by including a canvas Bible cover with interior pockets and full zipper. Please call our 800 number on the screen now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv. Or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Thank you in advance for your generous support. And now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Danya Greenberg.
Welcome to our Ask the Rabbi segment. This is where we take questions that we've received from you, our viewers, and I attempt to give you an answer to the best of my ability. And we have time for two today because I want to also include a testimony we've received that really touched me. So we'll look at that as well. So the first question, do rabbis believe the entire Bible is the Word of God or only the books in the Torah? Now, this is a good question. Let me define Torah. Torah is the first five books of Moses, the first five books in the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And then following that, you have both the writings and the prophets. We call the Old Testament the Tanakh, made up of the Torah, the prophets, and the writings. Jews, rabbis, observant Jews, believe that this is the Word of God. They don't believe in the New Testament unless they're Messianic. Messianic Jews also embrace the authority of the New Testament and the Messiahship of Yeshua or Jesus. But rabbis, Orthodox rabbis, only believe that the Tanakh, the Torah, along with the writings and the prophets, what Christians call the Old Testament, is the inspired Word of God, and they add to that the oral law called the Talmud, which is centuries of rabbinic rules and regulations and determinations. They also believe that that's inspired by God. The next question, many of my Jewish friends do not believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Are there scriptures in the Old Testament that I can share with them to show them that he is the one that was prophesied to come? Great question. Some places to look for clear messianic prophecies written hundreds of years before Jesus was ever born include Isaiah 53. Another one is Psalm 22. It actually gives you a picture of the crucifixion. Jeremiah 31. Verses 31 through 35, incredible prophecy about the new covenant where God would forgive their sins and remember them no more. And then another one I love is Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, that specifically prophesy that the Messiah, the anointed one, would die, but not for himself, and that would happen before the destruction of the temple. I could go on and on and on. There's over 300 messianic prophecies that predictively reveal the coming of the Messiah in the person of Yeshua, written hundreds of years before he was ever born. I want to take one more question very quickly, and then I'll share a testimony with you. How is Messianic Judaism different from Christianity? Great question. Messianic Jews, like myself, are Jews who were born Jewish, but also believe that Jesus is the Messiah, we call him Yeshua, but also retain our cultural identity as Jews. Now, that differs from Christianity. Although many Christians embrace the Jewish roots of their faith, we assert we haven't converted to another religion. We're Jews who have found that they're the promised Messiah in the same way that all the first believers in Jesus in the New Testament were Jews who never converted to Christianity. There was no Christianity, but they simply discovered that Jesus, Yeshua, was their promised Messiah. I want to share a testimony that really moved me, and this is from Pamela. And Pamela, thank you for writing to us. She wrote this. This program saved my life. I felt, even as a believer, that everything has been taken from my life. And late that night, I had a bottle of pills, and you showed how the forgotten Jewish people had nothing. You said that even if you think you're alone, you have God to help you. And I knew it was of God. If they keep living with so little, then God does have a plan for me. I've been dealing with serious health issues and a son that has been out of my life and his children for 10 years in November. I am learning to speak Hebrew scriptures out loud. I was never taught about anything Jewish. I guess I had been saved, but had religion, and now I want a relationship. A widow who has lost both parents and my husband, God bless. Pamela, you have everything because you have the Lord. Hey, if you have questions, if you have prayer needs, remember, we're here for you. You can log on to our website, Jewish Voice, one word, jewishvoice.tv. I want you to know this. God loves you, and so do we. I want to be your rabbi. I hope you have a good pastor, but I want to be your rabbi and to teach you about the Hebraic roots of your faith. Well, we're out of time. Until next time, I want to remind you, as I always do, Psalm 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. So if you want to prosper this week, I always say that. Pray for the Jewish people. Pray for Israel. And we're praying for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, his shalom, in the name of Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Messiah. Amen and amen. Until next time, this is Jonathan Bernis saying shalom and God bless you. Listen to this now. 6 out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. Go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.